Here on KSOM, we're talking high school football. Logan Magnolia had a hard-earned win in their first game of the year, beating AHSTW 12-6. Matt Strait, head coach for the Panthers, joins me now. And Coach, how are you feeling about your football team after a really tough? How physical was this game? It must have been tough.
Yeah, it was more physical than I expected. You know, the first game is a little sluggish sometimes, but I thought both teams were very aggressive, and for the lack of live contact, I'm sure that we had, and probably HHW as well. I thought both teams reacted well to the speed of the game, and because of that, the defenses were flying around and limiting some opportunities.
So what do you feel like was the difference for your football team to pull it out?
Yeah, we won the turnover advantage. That's always important. They fumbled a punt late into their territory, which certainly helped us in field position there. And we had fewer penalties than they did. I think ultimately that won. We won the turnover battle and had been a lot fewer penalties than what they did.
How about offensively? Yards obviously were hard to come by. I think you finished just a shade under 200 total. You know, what stood out the most there to get as many yards as you could?
Yeah, we lost a key member of our team early in that game, and we just had to scramble personnel, flip people around. So our offense is a little bit sluggish anyway, but I think that certainly had a key part in that too. And it's just first game execution. First of all, I should give some credit to HSTW. Their defense did fly around. They were physical. We ran the ball a little bit early, and then they slowed that down quite a bit. And then they were very good in pass coverage as well. So we had a few opportunities to score early, and just couldn't. But that's again a credit to their aggressive defense.
So what was the injury there, and what's that player's status going forward?
Yeah, we lost a tight end to the season. He just got rolled up early and broke something and done for the year. So that'll be a big loss for us. And yeah, I feel like we're in week 7 already with our injuries. We just, man, had some tough luck so far, and we need to get back healthy. You know, even we've only played one game, and I feel like we're already banged up.
Yeah. So how does that, I mean, losing a tight end like that, I mean, that seemed to be one of your strengths coming in. How do you see that spot going forward?
I mean, we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do with it. You know, it's you know, Class A football. It's not like you have extra, 6'3", 390-pound kids that run well, that can run, catch, block, you know, all those different things this kid was going to do for us. And so we're going to figure out what we're going to do. You know, we're going to go spread out people more. We're going to get a lineman type body in there. We just have to play it and see who performs best in practice and see what our best option is going forward.
So what about defensively? What stood out the most for you there?
Yeah, I would say I felt like we had another kid get knocked around early and set out one of our better defense players set out most of our first half defensively. So I think that probably the proudest I was of our team was probably our defensive pursuit to the ball. Everybody was, we played a lot of bodies first game, even though it was nice weather, people get tired because of game speed. And we played a lot of bodies, and then everybody who stepped on the field ran to the ball well. And I think that was probably the most impressive part of our game.
So this week is Missouri Valley. What do you see as the challenges with the Big Reds?
Yeah, that game's always played with a lot of emotion, you know, being 8 miles apart and conference rivals, all those different things usually brings out the high energy for both teams. And, sometimes you got to throw out who you think will win and all that different stuff. And it's kind of an equalizer sometimes when emotions factor into it more. And so we're going to anticipate that and have to handle our emotions, when things don't go well. I thought we handled them well last Friday night. We're going to be faced those same challenges when we're going to lose momentum. And do you flinch or do you step up and make a next play?
How has this rivalry been like? In recent years, they've been really down. You've kind of won the last six meetings. They last won back in 2018. But how would you just characterize this rivalry overall?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some good battles within those years, even though we have a little win streak going. Like I said, it's because we're so close and we know each other so well. I feel like, We haven't dominated the series. Well, there's been a couple games that have been maybe a little lopsided, but for the most part, they've been really competitive games, and I anticipate that Friday night.
Well, Coach, it should be an interesting matchup. It's always interesting when two rivals that are nearby neighbors battle it out. Really appreciate your time. Best of luck this week. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
Matt Strait, head coach for Logan Magnolia Football, with us here on KSOM.